Well, good morning, church. Great to see you all.
Good morning, Lake Bible Church.
Come on in.
It's great to see you all. I just wanted to come down here so I could see all your smiling faces.
It's another great day to worship the Lord, and hopefully you guys all worship the Lord all week long.
Most of us here have either been parents or probably had parents one way, shape, or form.
To the week.
Whether good or bad.
And we've got a lot planned for this morning service.
Here's what the scripture says about to parents.
Come on in and sit down.
Parents,
we'll start with a word of prayer.
If your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake?
To just worship you.
Of course not.
I just pray that
so if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children,
just begin
how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask Him?
From different places
that comes
today
from Matthew 7. And I just want to start off our time of worship with this thought.
Sometimes those things
with God
us
as our Father, we lack
just really
nothing.
Giving you the worship that you
God
do.
Is good,
He
is loving,
morning,
and He's
and
omniscient,
Lord, pray that
which means that He knows what all of our needs are. Not only does He know what all of our needs are, but He knows how to meet them in a perfect way.
And so, Lord,
everyone
just,
who asks receives. Everyone
give
who
us
seeks
the words,
finds.
And, the music, and, the voices
and to everyone
to
who knocks, the door
right
will be open.
This morning.
I just want to worship the
Jesus
Lord. Have you guys worship with me. Worship the Lord.
All right, everybody.
For his
let's go ahead
and
stand together.
And
we're going to worship
us,
the Lord.
He knows how to meet our needs. And I just wanted to continue in that vein with Carl and Jeanette Redman are going to come up and continue reading some scripture for us. Just to bring this thought home. Thanks, guys.
We worship the God who is, we worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors, He parted the raging sea. My God, He holds a victory. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. We won't be quiet.
You are
we shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Oh, we shout out your praise.
Thank you. Let's all stand together and worship the Lord this morning.
We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. Cause He hung upon that cross, then He rose up from that grave. My God, still roaring stones away. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today.
Come all you weary, come all you thirsty.
We shout out to the
well.
Shout out your praise.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand this morning. So grateful for the Lord. I'm going to have you go ahead and sit down in a moment, but before you do, find someone that you have not said hi to yet and perhaps invite them to lunch.
Yeah, let's give a big round of applause to all the volunteers who helped out, because that was truly a big undertaking. That was amazing. Yeah, we had a ton of fun. A lot of great ministry was done there. A lot of the gospel went out, and really the kids got to grow in their knowledge of the Lord. So it was a great, great week. So a huge praise report on that. Another announcement, and there's paperwork on this in the narthex. Is August 3rd, I get that right, August 3rd, we're going to do service out on the lawn, and it's going to be a community outreach. So we're going to invite as many people as we can from the neighborhoods. Bring your friends who maybe haven't heard the gospel, don't know the Lord, or maybe are looking for a church. But we're going to do church out on the lawn, and there's gonna be a barbecue to follow. So good things there. So that is the announcements. We have another announcement.
Aaron, or Beth, did you have anything to say to Aaron?
Stay still.
For those of you, if you don't know, Aaron on Friday morning was working. He had an accident. He's at home. Hi, Aaron. Hope you're watching. But he's at home, fractured his leg. He's got a spiral fracture just below the knee and then down right above the ankle, some more fractures. So he'll see the orthopedic tomorrow. And find out what that course of action is going to be. But, lift him and that family up in prayer. Anyway, just to let you know, Gary gave me the go-ahead. I could use as much time today.
Good morning, Lake. How are we doing?
So many of you might be happy about that. Anyway, no.
That's all right.
On behalf of the
elder, good morning.
I'm here today, give you an exciting announcement, very exciting announcement about our pastoral.
I'm excited. If you don't know
that.
Me, my name is Nate. I'm
so,
the new family pastor, family ministries pastor here, and
me.
I am very excited. If you, this is your first time, the decorations.
Okay.
This is absolutely perfectly normal.
Like, okay,
so this is here every week.
This
we are a cowboy themed church.
The
no,
life of a
this is
football team.
VBS
so
week. Tomorrow
movie,
is the first day of VBS.
Really
now, before we get going, I want to pray
on
for VBS,
day,
but I want to just see by standing up,
team on
who
drafting,
here is volunteering
on
at VBS? If you're
the
volunteering,
vision,
let's, I'd love to
what
have you stand up.
Be like? And it's
and,
a day that is just filled with chaos.
Yeah.
Things go
that's
up,
a good
down,
percentage. That's amazing.
The owner.
So keep this
manager,
next week in your prayers. If you
quit,
are, you know, driving or thinking about it, we'd love your
day,
prayers, because
when
there's going to be
is all
a lot
out,
of kids. We have
come
close
together,
to 90 volunteers, but we have over 115
had a great day.
Kids coming as of now.
Lake
tomorrow,
Bible
who
Church
knows?
This.
We might get some people coming at the door.
Okay.
But there's going to be
a lot of
ministry
54.
Happening tomorrow. The gospel is going to be shared
we still have
all
to refer
week,
to
and
him as that,
just be praying
as
for
he is currently the
good
senior
fruit,
pastor of
good
a large
seeds
church.
Laying on good soil.
So
we really, really want to see this VBS
his name or the name of the
change
church,
these kids
we
and,
will,
and really have a gospel
when the time
impact.
Is right.
And we, that's a
but I'm going to give you two very
important
dates right now.
That the little children come to him, Jesus would say.
August 24th.
That's what we're going to be doing this next week. So if you can, be praying.
Okay, September 7th.
I'd love to lead us in a prayer right now for
resume
this upcoming week. So if you would want to pray with me. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless
the candidate.
this week.
That is the date.
We ask that you'd give the teachers stamina and energy.
Actually, he and his wife will be here.
We
probably
ask that,
that Thursday.
Just prepare the hearts of the kiddos
beforehand.
As they come
so
in
that, we're
going to
set up a series
to the gospel.
3 days just packed
Lord, may,
as much
may
as
the
we
soil
can
of their hearts
of opportunities
be
for
good.
All of you in different formats.
And Lord, I pray that
venues,
the birds and the rocks
to
that,
meet and
that would
greet,
seek to choke out and make shallow
okay?
the soil of their hearts.
So
Lord,
stay
I pray that
tuned
that would be put away, that Satan would have no business
okay, now let's
this
step
next
it back
week.
2 weeks prior
these
to
kids
that,
hear you
August 24th. What
and
is
thank
that
thank you for this church,
about?
Lord,
that is the
so many people are wanting to help and,
we'll be able
and
to
pour into
his
these young
in
lives.
The
so I pray
church.
That you would bless them as they
and so we're
going to
encourage you, everyone,
volunteer
to
this
begin
next
your
week.
Research
God, we thank
process
you,
at that time.
And we ask
go
that you
online.
Bless
He's
bless
got a
it.
Whole
May it be
library
an abundant crop.
Of messages
in Jesus' name
that
we pray.
Been,
Amen.
Preaching
Thanks,
on.
Thanks, Nate.
As well as some short subject topic videos, like 5-10 minute videos that you can watch. In doing that, you're really going to get a feel for him, his preaching style, just everything about him. So also on that day, August 24th, during the ABF time, we're going to have a meeting right in here where we're going to bring up the search team. We're going to have the elder together. And you get to hear detailed process, detailed steps of what this what's been done, the interviews that have been completed, what questions can be answered, and more importantly, what work has answered. So again, you get a look, you know, back behind the scenes, you get to see what's been going on down the last few years. Again, there has been a lot. But more importantly, you get to hear why collectively as this search team can be able to work, why we feel this is the what are the two dates? August 24th, September 7th. Again, put those down, mark them down, there, outside the bed. Okay? Now, with that, let's continue to praise our Lord, prepare our hearts for communion.
Isn't that great news? Amen. This church has so much to
Jesus
bring. During this next song, let's just
remember
the glory
of what
Jesus is doing.
Just be grateful for what He is doing. Who makes the woeful heart to sing?
And you still have the stain of rebellion on your lips.
It is so good to be here this morning.
Take some time to consider asking Jesus to forgive
one of the workers on the VBS.
Let us pray.
She took me around.
Father in heaven, we
want to
come before you
and all the things that
in this sacred moment.
Now they have spent hours
doing a sacred act
working on this.
And we're asking
for
your spirit to make it substantive.
Already over 100 and something children going to be here.
We celebrate.
You know? There's an old saying
that
goes like this.
The gift of reconciliation that is found in your son
Jesus.
When
an older man receives Jesus,
we recognize that we all were born
but when a child
dead,
is saved,
spiritually
you save a
speaking,
and that's
separated
something I shared
from
with you before,
you
and I think
life.
We need to understand.
But that
we
you
need
didn't
to
leave
reach
us dead.
All people for the gospel
you
of Jesus
came
Christ.
And you died for us so that
and
we could be made
And that's one of those things
alive.
That sometimes we forget.
We rejoice in
it's
that,
good to
Jesus.
Be here. You know, we've been
there
doing an evangelism class
every day, all day.
It's a 6-week class. Normally we meet on Wednesdays,
and we're
going to have only two more sessions, but we're not going to meet this Wednesday.
We pray you forgive us
for
any sins we've committed church-wide.
Then we're
going to
do two more final sessions on it.
We ask you to continue to refresh and renew our spirits in you.
How to share their faith, how to witness what it means to be able to get people in the Bible study
and
be able to share Christ in that.
In a few moments.
One of the things that we have the people do is we have them do testimonies. And we have them write it out. And it's very important that you know how to be able to share Jesus when you're talking to people. You want to make a witness. You want to let people know you know the Lord. And you don't have to beat them over the head and say, I know Jesus, you're going to hell. That doesn't work. But what you need to do is say, you know, Jesus has made a difference in my life. He really has. I mean, and in casual conversation, and I will tell you, practically every conversation that I've ever had talking with people, of course, I'm a preacher, and of course, I always want to end up there, but, you know, you can end up talking about, well, I can pray for you. Oh, hey, well, let me know if you need
as
any help.
As we begin to prepare to
but
take
you can
the
begin
elements
to build
together,
relationships
I'll reflect on
and share Christ.
The
and
first
so once
time
again,
this was
our testimony
in
is
Matthew
very,
26.
Very important.
Now, as they were eating, Jesus
and
took bread.
You know, when a
now
person gets saved,
it, broke it,
we hear that
it
they,
the
well,
and
they've,
said, take,
they,
eat, this
they
is
believe,
my body.
And they've accepted Jesus
so
Christ.
Let us take
and,
of that which
and then they also,
our
as
Lord's
we go through this, we find that they are saved. They're born again. We all know those terms. But when I was growing up in some of the churches back in the 50s and 60s that I would attend.
And he took a cup.
One of the things,
and
one
he
of
had
the words
given thanks,
that was used.
He gave it to them,
was
saying,
the word
drink of it, all of you, for
very
this
very seldom
is
do you ever hear that anymore. Yeah, it's
of
almost
a covenant which is
old
poured out for many.
Word that's
for the
just kind of gone out of existence.
Of sins. I tell
you,
I will
converted?
Not drink again of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink
it. We don't
it new
use that
with
word
you.
Anymore. It meant
it's
something
the
then, and it really
he's preparing
does mean
a place
something,
for us,
it means
guys.
Something
let's
today.
Take the cup and rejoice.
We rarely hear it mentioned, and even though the term is a perfectly good
you,
and descriptive
we
word,
you.
We will examine scripture and people who come to know Jesus Christ this morning. In fact, we're going to look at one person that really was converted completely. His name is the Apostle Paul. Actually, he was called Saul. And we're going to take a look at his life. Every one of you here have a testimony to share that knows Jesus Christ. You should be able to share it. And not only are you saved, and not only have you believed, and not only have you accepted
my soul to
sin, you have actually
lives.
You need to recognize that your life has changed.
Jesus paid it all.
We all know
to heal my wound.
And it's important for us to
see
how
left in crimson stains. He washed it white as snow.
More time to him. Repent.
Jesus paid it all.
Every which way, and you go toward Jesus
to
call salvation.
To
salvation is what Christ has done on the cross.
Sin had left a crimson stain.
But as we look at the Apostle Paul, we're going to find a very hard testimony, a very rough testimony. Paul, the Apostle Paul, he was a Pharisee. We're going to look a little bit more about his life before he became a Christian. We're going to look at the struggle with Christ. We're going to look at the surrender to Christ. We're going to look at the salvation from Christ as he has given it to us. But let us look at Paul's struggle with Christ. Let's turn into the Bible. We're going to look at Acts chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. We're going to work through this passage, and we're going to bring out
seated.
Things
well,
that are very important.
Stop. You're not.
In Acts chapter 9, 1 and 2, it
enough.
Says this.
But anyway, you know,
Saul
one of the things we have
breathing out murderous
with the Lord,
threats against
but
the
we
Lord's
also have
disciples.
Communion with each other.
He went to the high priest
and
he asked them for letters to the synagogues in Damascus
to know each other,
so that if he found any,
come here, we're
any
brothers
there
and sisters
who belonged to the way, in other words, who were Christians,
we wouldn't even be friends.
Whether men or women,
we wouldn't
he
even
might take them as
be brothers and sisters in Christ
Jerusalem.
If it wasn't for Jesus. So this morning,
the church was
turn around, get to know somebody,
we have been
and
going
tell them
the book
you're glad
of Acts,
they're taking
and if
you
remember,
lunch.
The Holy Spirit
so anyway,
came upon Peter and the disciples, and they preached the word of God on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 people were saved. Later, Peter and John were walking in the temple, and they healed a man, and he became a Christian. And as a result of that, another 2,000 people were being saved. That's not counting
but your dad will pay.
But I mentioned that again, because you need to recognize the gospel was spreading. And as a result of that, people, such as Jewish people, the Pharisees, and other Jews, did not like the message. They did not like the fact that people were turning to Christ. Saul hated the church, and he hated Christ. Now why? Quite honestly, Paul thought he was doing the right thing. He had invested his life as a Pharisee. He studied for years, and he now was in a place of leadership. And so now Paul is seeing these people rise up, and he believes that they're telling the wrong message. His hatred knew no bounds. He was intense. Men and women were in prison because of the Apostle Paul. Acts 8:3, Acts 9:22, and Acts 22:4.
Okay, now let's
we need
get back
to understand
together.
He arrested people as far as the way as Damascus. He had the blessing of the civil authorities. The Roman authorities said, okay, right now, yes, we're in control of you. You are our slaves, but anybody that
you
goes
can take
wrong
your seats
in
now.
Your Jewish faith or in your government, you take care of them, or we will take care of you. So Paul had the blessing of the Roman government. At the same time, the Pharisees liked what Paul was doing, and they basically said, we are with you. Let's get rid of these Christians.
While those
and
who are sitting down
is,
will go on with the sermon, and those who are standing up will
studied scripture.
Have them
he knew
pray.
It backwards and forwards. He thought he was doing the
I tell
right
you what, it's,
thing.
It's a beautiful thing. Listen to this, what
he
Psalms, this is not the sermon, but this is, I was glad when they said to me, let
you
us
know,
go into the house
of
the Lord.
Today in their
in
life,
the last verse of that same Psalm.
And they're not.
Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek.
He was
your
there
good.
At the stoning of Stephen.
Isn't that
Stephen
great to
was
be a part
full
of
the Holy Spirit and his preaching to
just
serve
think,
the leaders.
Brothers and sisters.
He
in
was
Christ.
Arrested and he was tried.
And the good thing about it is
and he called
none
the
of us
people
can
there
brag about how good
we
are.
Generation. Don't
we
you
can
know
only
that
brag
the Messiah
about what
has
Jesus
come?
Has
don't
done
you know that
us.
Jesus died on the cross for your sins?
And he has saved us.
And they didn't like that.
And we are now perfect
so
in his eyes.
And so they rose up, they brought him to trial, and then
and
they
sisters.
Stripped him of his
you know,
clothing,
sometimes
and then they
we forget what
him.
Church really is.
And as he looked up
sometimes
into heaven,
we think it's
he
a
said,
building.
Father, forgive them.
And it's not.
The interesting thing is that
and God has
after,
called you and he's called me to
Stephen was
to reach
dead,
the world for Christ.
They took
to help
the clothing,
build his church.
And they put
by
it
the
at
power
the, leader,
of the Holy Spirit,
the
we are to
Paul.
Share Christ.
And not the apostle, I should
and
say.
And we are to witness
the Pharisees
who Jesus
Saul.
Is.
So
and sometimes I think what happens to us, we make
in
it more complicated than it is.
They were intent
a
to
witness
say,
is one who shares
Jesus
what Christ
is
doing in their life.
If you're really going
done.
To be religious, if you're really going
you
to
help move them one
to heaven,
step
then you must go
to coming to know Jesus.
Without believing in Jesus
a soul
Christ.
Winner is one who actually prays to receive Christ.
To
I should say he's the one that leads a person to Jesus Christ.
First of all, we're going to look
and we're
at his
told
encounter with
in Romans 10
Jesus,
that
he begins
blessed
to
are the feet of the preacher.
Out, and he began to
and
reach
by the way,
people.
That means
he
all
wanted
of you
to take every person that believes in Jesus Christ, either stone them, put them in prison, but make sure we stamp out that religion.
And to share
in
Christ.
Acts chapter 9, verses 3 to 6,
and
it says
I
this.
I will tell you that many
as
of you have
Damascus
probably
on his journey,
don't know
suddenly
that you
a light from heaven
Lord,
flashed around
your
him. And he fell to the ground and he heard a voice say to him, Saul, why do you persecute
people
me?
People have come to Christ because
who are
of you?
You, Lord? Saul
and,
asked,
and if you full of the Holy
Jesus,
Spirit,
whom
you
are persecuting,
day by day, Christ is revealed
now get
in
up and go into the city and you will be told what you must do.
As we get into the text this morning. We're
all
going to be looking at Acts chapter 10. I hope you brought your Bibles
right
because
thing.
I'm going to be reading from time to time with
this.
And we're going to look at
down.
Something that's very
isn't
important,
that
how that God
you know,
prepares
you
say, a believer.
Why doesn't it happen today? Actually, it is happening
and how
today.
God prepares an unbeliever.
As I've shared before, I have a
and he brings
that
them together.
So missionary to Islam.
The unbeliever
has been doing it for years.
Come to know Jesus
he was one of my, he was my youth pastor.
You see, isn't
at one
it
time.
Interesting that God
and his wife grew up
wants to use
on,
us
on the mission field and grew up in Pakistan
in his plan.
And then
God
also
has chosen
he
you. You are
the
ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
There's something going
now, the word
on
minister
around
means
the world, not only with Islam,
but it is
but
a privilege
people,
because
you're
also
are
the children of the Most High
about
King.
Jesus.
You're not just anybody. You are somebody that's very
special. And they can't understand why. These are people who are unbelievers.
And too often,
who never
as believers,
Jesus, or even
we forget
about
that.
Jesus, and are having these
and sometimes, even as we become Christians,
doing,
we sometimes
it's right, by the
think
way,
we're better than we
world.
Really are.
It really
too.
Is.
We get
I
high and
to
uppity.
About this.
And sometimes we look down upon people
if you find somebody
who are non-Christians and we don't share with them.
And he says, and like I said, I shared it before, and I'll share it again because I want you to understand there's some things that are going on.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you now. We're going to open up your word, and we pray, Lord,
that we will look at your word, and may we not only
seek
the principles of what you teach
in your word,
he says, I do like
Ananias, may we seek your application.
Jesus Christ. I don't assume that they're Christians.
Father God, just help us be wise.
He says, I want them to know the
rightly divide the word of God.
I want them to know that Jesus Christ died for their sins, that he was buried and rose again, and no man can come to him.
Father God, I pray for those who are here this morning who do not know Jesus.
When you look
struggling
at
with
the
their
suddenness
testimony,
of Saul's conversion,
or I should say, no testimony.
It's a very resting
we pray
to
that
us.
They will be saved.
You know, there are people
I pray
who,
for those who are struggling
sometimes ridicule us for the gospel. They tell us that we
really
don't know what
don't
we're doing. Oh, there's no God.
In their
but
life,
anyway, the God that you're worshiping
you,
is not the right God. Jesus didn't
morning.
Do those things.
And I pray those who are faithful.
I will tell you this,
Lord, thank you for those who ministered this past week
suddenly
in the VBS.
And there are some people who will
thank
be
you for all
down.
Those who gave many, many hours
I mentioned
to reach
before,
children
my
for
younger
Christ.
Brother.
For this,
he
I pray in Christ's name, amen.
That, he says,
isn't
not
it rather interesting?
I don't want to.
You know,
to
they're working with children. I said last week, and I'll say it
he
again.
He says, for old ladies,
you know, when you lead an older person to Christ, like
but
myself,
he had an accident.
You save a soul.
And as he was laying
but
on the streets of Oregon,
lead a
city,
child to Christ,
looking up into heaven,
you save a life.
God, don't leave me now.
God can use him for
the
rest of his
day,
life.
Now,
I will tell
mine,
you, if you
I
happen to be old,
ago, and I share it again,
and you get
sometimes
saved,
God
what the good thing about that
so
is you've got another year,
God,
2 years, or just a few months, or a few days, or whatever, to live for the Lord. And that's also good, too.
But I want us to look at
something. God prepares the believer and the unbeliever to come
they're
to Christ.
They're blaspheming against God, a holy God.
For the believer,
they're blaspheming
to be able to be used
God,
by him. For the unbeliever,
the resurrection isn't true.
To
or
come
they don't
to Christ.
Need to believe in Jesus. So my works will get me
however,
to heaven. And when I get to heaven,
however,
I'll tell God what to do.
There are times when we as Christians get
oh,
to
yeah?
a point
go for
that
it.
We become lackadaisical and we forget
Saul,
what our
Saul,
calling
why
is.
Why do you persecute me?
That we are to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Why do you persecute me?
And we forget
Jesus,
that people need
persecuted.
To come to him. I will tell
the
you this,
no
God
one
spoke.
Ever follows Jesus
the
Christ
enemy
without
is
a radical commitment. Saul's battle was not again against
turn
men,
with
but
me
it was
to Acts
God.
10. And whenever people are truly
this,
converted to Christ,
Christ,
their life changes
the church,
drastically.
Fighting against its God.
Conversion
himself.
To Jesus Christ
there's
always,
only two choices
always
in life.
Has a
there's
marvelous
not a third
impact
choice.
Upon
it's
people.
Not your choice.
Now think about that.
And then God's choice.
Very
and
honestly,
choice,
before
you live any
become
way you
a believer,
want, no, two choices.
You were headed to hell.
You either believe in God
we don't
or you
like
don't
to hear that
God.
Anymore.
And if you don't believe in God,
oh, no,
no,
that's terrible.
You're offended. We don't me. Like to hear those words.
Listen,
today.
If we didn't tell you
oh, no,
where
you're
you were
kind
headed,
of being harsh.
Listen, shame on us.
We need to be.
We know the
open.
Message.
And, share
and
the
great
gospel.
Thing is,
the only
when
way
a person is converted,
and
the Holy Spirit of God comes to live within their life, and people are changed.
Yes,
they are converted.
This we find.
Conversion to Jesus Christ
that always,
God
always Saul down
has
and he
an impact upon
down.
People.
Who are you?
Conversion is man's
I am
part.
Jesus
regeneration
who you are
is
persecuting.
God's part. You see,
the Jews
no
rejected
man seeks
me.
After God.
You have rejected me. I
you
am the Messiah.
Must,
I am the one
people,
who provides salvation.
Turn around.
I am the God
we must
of
repent.
All.
We
you
must have a change of
now.
Mind about the things of God. We must indeed make a difficult decision to follow Jesus Christ.
The voice of God.
God will never pass
I
the
tell
human
you, you
will.
Reject the voice of God.
Or bypass the human will.
You have
God
no
will
hope.
Never manipulate people against
and then as we
their
look
own will.
This
to
passage
be converted.
Of his testimony, he says,
there
are times
when we
saw
as Christians
there
sometimes
and they heard the sound,
disservice.
But
we
did not
grab
see
a hold
anyone.
Of them,
Saul got up
fire, fire,
the ground, but when he opened
damned.
His eyes, he could not see anything.
And we really
so
go
they
after
led him
that.
By the hand into Damascus.
And sometimes we do more damage in our the way we witness than we do good. You
he
see, we're here to present Jesus Christ.
They drag
our Christianity is about Jesus.
To end
it's not
Damascus
about us.
For 3 days.
God
he
will,
was helpless.
As I move on, we need to help people to trust Christ.
He was praying,
to turn about,
God,
make a radical conversion.
What have I done?
And
who
when that takes
Jesus?
Place, the Holy Spirit does a wonderful work
to Christ.
Of regeneration.
We need to look at that.
Quite frankly, I'm glad
I will tell you something
that God
that's
saved.
Very important.
I got
Jesus
saved at 13.
Jesus says, I will build my church.
I walked away from the Lord when I was 14.
Jesus went to the cross.
But fortunately, I met a person in college that began to disciple me. You see,
so
what happened
to
me
is
I had come to Christ.
He chose
but
you.
I had never really been discipled or trained
me.
In the Word of God the
every
way I should
every one of
have
us
been.
That named the name of Christ,
and
we are to witness
basically,
who Jesus
as he
Christ
began
is.
To share Christ with me, I began to
people
realize how
to
dynamic
the
Christian
we,
life
believers
is.
Believers are prepared to be able
this
to
morning,
share
I want you to take a look at Cornelius.
But at the same time, by the way,
a Gentile. A Roman
God
soldier
has you in mind.
He was a
he
centurion.
Wants to use you.
Cornelius' conversion is one of the most thrilling.
You know what to say.
Of all,
if you pray to the Lord, you know what to say.
His conversion is the perfect picture of the Holy Spirit and bringing a man out of darkness into light. And we need to understand that.
Get interested in
it. It's the Holy Spirit that moves upon man and draws
them to God. And let the Holy Spirit work in your life. But at the same time, we're going to see from this passage, he not only
works on
Christians, he also prepares non-Christians.
At the same time, God deals drastically with a man who, although spiritual, and walks with Jesus, a leader of the church, had ways to go to maturity.
God prepares the Christians, but he also prepares the non-Christians.
He himself denied Christ,
and then he brings the Christian and the non-Christian today together.
Is it an accident?
No.
He's got people in mind. Peter got right with the Lord.
And so often we,
Jesus even said, Peter, feed my sheep.
Here's an interesting thing.
On the day of Pentecost, he preached.
I went down to Eugene.
To 3,000 people.
On Friday,
3,000 people.
And I went out walking for a couple of miles. And
as the problem with Peter is that he had hang-ups.
And with my dog,
every one of us, when we get saved, we just don't get rid of our hang-ups.
Talking to each other, and I'm usually,
we still have the old sin nature in ourselves.
I saw this guy on the bridge.
We still sometimes have our rotten
attitudes.
I said,
hi, how you doing? He said,
we still sometimes are very selfish. That's called the old nature. When the Holy Spirit comes into our life,
he says,
we have a new nature.
Yeah. He says,
and it's the Holy Spirit. And he speaks to us, with the word and with his church. And we listen to him and we're able to pray and have a relationship with him.
Well, Idaho Falls,
Peter,
Twin Falls was where our
struggled
really?
In his life. In fact, you're going to find out that he struggled later on.
It's because,
you see, Peter was a very prejudiced
person.
So let's remember this.
He says, yeah, I grew up Mormon.
I remember in my own life that, quite frankly,
he says,
there was a person that I ended up leading to the Lord, but I didn't
I got
really
to study
want
scripture.
And that may sound
dumb. I found out that it was wrong.
I that sounds terrible, doesn't it?
And he says,
why wouldn't you want to lead to Christ? Because
and
of what he did to
really?
Other people.
So how are you growing spiritually? And he says,
he happened to be the best man in my brother's
preachers on the radio. Or
the thing is, he and I were in the same grade.
And
my brother was older than him. They had become friends.
Last few years, and I just
and yet at the
word.
Same time, I watched him, and he
and,
basically
I invited him to the church that I go to when
$50,000 from an older woman.
But then he said something really
and,
unique.
You know,
he
so
said,
my
you know,
brother, though years
also listened
later,
to this one woman
years
about
later.
The Jewish nation.
And by the way, that's when
her name is Jan Markell. And she's really into
and my brother said,
a lot
gotta go
of things of what's going
him.
On with Israel today.
I got to go talk
I'm reading
him.
The Word of God. I said, Jan Markell. Yeah, she's from Minnesota.
And finally, my older brother says,
he said,
you
well,
must.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
And I finally realized I must.
I know. She used to be my secretary. When I was a youth pastor,
you
she
find
was the
that
secretary
Peter was in the same
office.
Situation. But we're going and to first look at the preparation of the unbeliever. In the Bible,
no.
In Acts chapter 10,
accidents.
1 and 2, it says, at Caesarea there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion
you,
in what was
God's
known
purposes.
As the Italian regiment.
And we need to recognize that God
he and his
will
family
use
were devout
you only
and God-fearing. He gave generously
so now
to
we
those
move into
in
the
need,
second point.
And he prayed to God
Saul's
regularly.
Conversion to Christ.
But he was an unbeliever.
God uses human agents.
You know,
as I just
98%
shared.
Of the
For
world
three
is
days,
religious.
He was, as Acts,
there are all
9,
kinds
10,
of religions throughout
this.
The world.
He says, for 3 days he was blind and did not
but
eat or drink. And in Damascus
God.
There was a disciple named
worship.
Ananias.
And
the
and
Lord
Yahweh.
Called him in a vision.
And so as we
look
at this Roman
yes,
centurion,
Lord.
He was in the Roman army.
The Lord told him, go to the
legion
house
was 6,000 men. The cohort was 10 cohorts, 600 men.
From Tarsus
and they were divided
Saul,
into 100 men. 100
and in a vision,
men, each
he has seen a man
century,
named Ananias
the
come and place his hand on him to restore his sight.
Their character was one of courage,
Ananias
one of loyalty
was a believer
to Rome.
That is prepared.
But the difference between this
Ask
man,
yourself,
he was a Gentile, and all the others are Gentiles.
Have I had any divine
He was a God-fearer. He rejected polytheism. He was,
Christ
and I mentioned that he was a Gentile. Now understand something.
One of the things I'm teaching the people in evangelism,
the Jewish
in the evangelism
people
class, is
hated
pray for divine
Gentiles.
Appointments. Whether you go to a grocery store,
if you go back
store,
and you study
or
in the Old Testament,
grandkids out
not only
car,
were they to write the word, which was happening,
doing,
but they were also to reach people.
Pray for divine appointments.
The Gentile
Lord,
people
I'm your
for
servant.
Christ, for God.
Lead me to somebody that doesn't know
but
Jesus. Or lead me to somebody that needs to be witnessed.
The
to.
Only thing they did is
Those
they
are
studied
divine
the
appointments.
Law. And in studying the law,
we
they
need more
thought
people
they were
that are willing
than
to do divine
else.
Appointments. Oh, I don't want to embarrass anybody.
Isn't that the way with
oh,
us
no,
sometimes?
Oh, no, I don't want to be humiliated. Really?
We get saved.
Now understand this.
And you know, we say, what?
Oh,
listen
to what
Jesus.
The human objection is.
I remember
this is Ananias.
When
he's
I was
a believer.
Pastoring a church.
Lord!
I started
Ananias
actually in Minnesota.
I have heard many reports about this man.
It was rather
and
interesting.
All the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem.
Came to church.
He has come here with the authority from the chief priest to arrest all who can call
she
your
was
name.
By herself.
And
she
I imagine he's thinking
she
about, look, Stephen was killed. He was stoned. Lord, I don't
and
want
I
to be stoned.
I remember one of the deacons saying to me, that's not the
cruelties
type of people
of
we
Saul
want to come
against
to this
the saints.
And I said,
the
why
authority
not?
Of the high priest.
She's been married
it may be
three
a trap,
times,
Lord.
And she isn't.
Are you kidding
well,
me?
Kind of a person.
Was that Ananias' way of saying things?
Isn't no. that terrible?
He didn't.
Huh.
God had a divine
what about
purpose.
The man,
but
woman
the Lord
taken
said
an
to Ananias, go. This man
Listen,
is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings.
We're
and
all
before
sinners
the
saved
people
by
of
grace.
Israel.
And yet, sometimes we as Christians,
you need to understand
as we grow up
that
in the Lord, and we put away the
Jesus
things
is
that were really
vessel,
hampering us,
and he
we begin
is going
to
be used
become self-righteous.
And you're going to be
we
the
forget
agent.
Forget about the grace of God.
You're going to be the agent.
And as a result of that,
to lead
we become critical
Christ.
Of those who are outside wow. the church.
You grandmothers,
and some of the
you
criticisms
mothers,
are
that
warranted.
Little child of yours.
Your
oh, husband,
you really
your
don't
fathers,
care about people.
That little child of theirs.
No, what happens is
don't
we begin
wait
to get
their teenagers to share
to be
Christ.
Goody two-shoes.
You share
we begin
Christ
to be,
now.
As I said, self-righteous.
A little
well,
three-year-old, you may be leading to
we
Jesus
look at
Christ
this.
Or a five-year-old.
He
may
was
one
a Gentile.
Day be the next Billy Graham.
You know, God saves all types of people.
Maybe
he
the
saves
next
drunkards,
person that
drug
will
users,
help people
prostitutes,
that are alcoholics that need to
even
know
religious
Jesus.
People.
You see,
even Baptists.
There are people around us. No matter where
and
you
by the
go,
way,
you go into
Baptist
the coffee
church.
Shop.
I should say
coffee.
Was a Baptist church.
I tell you
church.
What, they love to talk.
And of course,
and I love to talk with them.
People
I,
who have
said
years
really
and years in
but
church.
Anyway,
I knew a person
I say to them,
once
you know,
that had been,
hey, how you
grew
doing?
Up in the church.
Good,
he went
good.
To
I
vacation
found out all
Bible
kinds
school.
Of from them.
And when he was 40 years
see,
old, he
we
come
need
to
open ourselves
I'm not saved.
Oh yes, you may be humiliated. People may criticize you for being a Christian. But does that really matter?
He went forward at a meeting.
I mean, does it really matter what they think
invitation. And all the church was astounded that this person who had been one
Jesus.
Of the deacons in the church.
And so Ananias
said,
had a talk with
I
God.
I never really received
he
Christ.
Gave us an objection. But then here's
yes.
what God says. But the
I'll
Lord
tell you what,
said
God
to Ananias,
all
goes
kinds
this
of
man
people.
As a chosen instrument to carry
and I tell
my
you what, it is
the
hard
Gentiles.
When we
I
see people
it.
Who have really
and
maybe
kings
destroyed
and the
your life.
Israel.
He is who basically have been critical of you. Who basically called
you
names.
Got saved that you're a chosen vessel.
And it is hard.
You're an instrument
to lead
of God's choice.
To Jesus Christ.
We are to carry the message to the world.
Well, one of the
we
things we find out about
this church,
was that he was a man of prayer. He prayed to God whom he did not know.
Yeah, Paul, when he was
lived,
growing up,
he lived
Paul
with the light he had, which was not
city.
Much. He knew that
However,
there was one God.
He was a citizen of Rome, but he was also Jewish.
And he was interested in
he
Judaism
in
the sense not
Gamaliel.
Because of doing the laws.
He was a likely graduate at the Greek University of Tarsus. He was a member
God's initiative to the
synagogue. In his
one
town.
Day at about 3, by the way, it's in Acts 10:3. It says,
yet
one day about 3
God
in the afternoon, he had a vision.
Past.
He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him
murderer.
And said, Cornelius!
He was a liar. The Apostle Paul
and
calls
in Romans 3, 10 and 11,
sinners.
As it is written, there is no one righteous,
he basically
not
says,
even
there is
one.
Nobody
there is no one
me.
Who understands,
I
no one
Jesus.
Who seeks God. You know, some people who have grown up in
God's
Christian families and they say, well, I've always
Listen
known God.
Then Ananias
no.
went into the house and he entered it and placing yeah. his hands on Saul, he said, Brother Saul,
growing up, I appreciated
the
my
Lord
mother
Jesus who appeared to you on the
family.
Road as you were coming here has sent me
my
so that you may see again and be filled Be controlled
and
by the Holy Spirit.
One of the things they taught us is that
and immediately
when you
something
come of age, you must
like
choose
scales fell from the
whether
eyes.
To believe in Jesus or not.
And he could see again. He got up.
Christian
and was
families
baptized.
Sometimes make
mean?
The mistake they all automatically
Christ
assume
he was going,
that their children are
going
to become Christian,
believing that he would believe in the death, burial, and resurrection.
They automatically
of
think that
and
if we send him to the
food,
youth
he
group,
strength.
The group pastor, the youth pastor, he will save
There are three
save
things
him.
About his conversion we need
Jesus
to look at. Number one, sight.
It doesn't work that way.
Scales fell from his eyes.
God woos all of us by his spirit.
He now sees Jesus.
And when you're dealing with your children and your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren,
he was baptized. He preaches.
You need to
then
pray for them that
Jesus.
The spirit of God.
Isn't it rather interesting? Think about this
and
about
that God
the
will reveal himself
was a persecutor of the church.
No man seeks after God.
And now
no, not
he's
one.
Going to be persecuted for the gospel.
God woos you.
Got that?
You see, listen to this. No one
he
comes
was a persecutor
to me
of the church.
Unless the Father who
and
sent
now,
me draws
the rest
him,
of his life,
and I will raise him up the last day. John 6:44.
Then back to Acts 10:45, it says, Cornelius stared at them in fear.
Unbearable.
What is it, Lord?
He asked.
The angel answered, your prayers and gifts to the poor.
He says, that I may know him
and the power of his resurrection.
And the fellowship
was,
of
he
his
wanted
sufferings.
To know who God was.
Because the
Paul
Spirit of God
going
was
to
wooing him.
Have the sight to see Jesus.
In
but
theology,
he also
for those who
for
want
Jesus
to get into theology, it's
how many
called
have you gone through
prevenient
suffering?
Grace. It's a theological term.
You know, there are things
basically,
that happen to
it says
us
God extends grace
believers
long before
some
a person
that
has ever
to us
converted
as unbelievers and we become saved.
God inclines the lost person to
but
turn from
suffering
his sin.
We need to understand
God
we live
inclines
in a world
all
of
people
sin
to turn
and suffering happens
from evil
to the believer and unbeliever.
God moves gently to have people
but
to embrace Jesus
but you as a Christian
Jesus
going through
Christ
suffering and so you're hurting
oh, yes
and everything else. And anybody over
God
60,
speaks to
if
us
you're
all
not hurting,
in Romans
it doesn't
1
work. I'll just let you know that
18 through 22,
we
we're told that every man
are suffering, you young people, so be
God
nice to us. But anyway, that's the side point.
We're also told.
But I want you to
in
understand.
In the Old Testament that God has set eternity in every man's
in
heart.
In the world today.
We need
don't
to recognize
let that,
that
suffering turn you,
you
away
see, when
from
you go
Jesus
and you witness to a person who doesn't even
may
know God,
God
he may
use
be
that in your life
in some strange religion of many gods.
People.
But I will tell you this. God has planted
I remember
within
when
him
I was
that
in Minnesota.
Can take
my
that
choir
place
director
in his heart
was on a wheelchair.
You see, whenever
and,
you talk to people,
and
say, well,
really
I don't believe
great
in God at any time.
And he became Minnesota Man
exists
of the Year.
And so many times
he was a singer,
that
and he
so when you're witnessing and sharing,
and he did all
oh,
kinds of things to help
you
people who were,
but at the same time,
you know, handicapped like he was. What happened
closer
to him,
so I just
he had promised
that
God that he was going
God
to go into the ministry.
Cornelius for salvation.
He decided.
Cornelius was in prayer. He had a vision. He had an angel show up.
He says, okay, I'll. And he fought back and forth, and so he was working. And one day
that
he got into his van, and
no,
you know, and he was
all
he
of
was
a sudden
basically
you're in
worked
your bedroom,
with instruments.
And all of a sudden, there's somebody sitting
was a musician,
at the head
of
your
bed. So he was driving for this
hey,
music place,
up
and all of a sudden he was he
were
was
you
in a hurry. He went around a car.
How did you
and
get
he
in here
head on?
And would you please turn off the light? You're shining too brightly.
And he ended up here.
You have to put yourself in the position of Cornelius.
He's in the hospital. He never was.
I've been praying to God,
again,
and now God is talking to me.
And he said, God.
And I've mentioned last week about how many
called me into the
nowadays
ministry
are having dreams.
And so what
God
he did, he
having
gave
dreams
his life
about
to
Christ.
Jesus.
I will tell
and
you there's a movement that's going on
begin to minister
throughout the world
in a wheelchair.
There are people being
and
saved.
As I mentioned, he became
but the question
the Minnesota
is, are we
man
as a church aware of that?
Because
and are we as a church witnessing to the
Christ
fact of Jesus Christ? That is another.
Some of you
point
may be going through
at
some struggles.
God
some of you
Cornelius
may be suffering.
Then there's the preparation of the unbeliever. A prejudiced man.
Incurable
Peter's problem.
Maybe you can't walk.
Something was
do
keeping
you know
him from sharing the gospel with all the world.
Christ.
God told him to go into all the world and preach the gospel, but he only wanted to do it to Jews.
All
he was prejudiced.
People go through suffering at one time or another. But as Christians, may we use it for
Christians
the glory
are really
of God.
Are prejudiced.
The apostle
they
Paul
really are. Look at how many denominations
persecuted
they
the
are,
church.
You know?
You look and yet at people, God is going to use
you don't
him
believe the way I do totally
to reach people for Jesus
but
Christ.
But you need to believe in the word of God and you need to believe in
suffering
Jesus. See, it's all about
he went into
Jesus
service.
It's all about
now he was
word
dedicated to Christ. I ask you, are you dedicated
so anyway,
to Christ today?
Here,
listen
Peter
to Saul's new message.
Had
his,
preached one
his
of the greatest
conviction
sermons.
And
here
at once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus
healed
is the Son of God.
And now,
after
he's
his conversion, Paul wanted to, or Saul,
Peter was prejudiced.
Paul, and he says, Saul wanted to speak about Jesus. He wanted to talk about
it's
Jesus.
Like Jonah. You remember Jonah? He didn't
he wanted
want
to live
go
for
to
Jesus.
Nineveh. Why? These people
his divine
killed
mission
my
yet Saul
relatives
grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus because basically he turned away from them by proving that Jesus is the
why
Christ.
Why should I share
the Jews
God
were baffled. They couldn't understand what happened to the apostle
why
Paul.
There are times
what happened
some of you
to him
that
he was converted.
Christians.
His life changed. You see,
and
I like the word converted. Because
and in many ways
he's
you're angry
complete
at God. Why didn't God take care of it?
I think sometimes people receive
no,
Jesus.
Peter was a prejudiced
in a way,
man.
But they're not really converted.
And understand this. Here, God chooses him and he's preached and yet he has not fully
listen,
grown into
you,
maturity.
When you
and
come
by
to
the
Christ,
way, later
say,
when you read
it's
Galatians, he has the same problem
it's
again.
It's not about you. It's about what he did on the cross. He saves you by his grace.
We, as
but he
Christians
also
have
chooses
a lot of
you to be a child of God, to
but
be able to carry
has begun
on that
a
message
good work in you
as the
will
Apostle
continue
Paul
until the day of Christ Jesus.
He's chosen
you need to understand
each and every one of us
to
reach
God
out
begins to work in your life.
To reach Lake Oswego for Christ.
He's working
in to reach Westland for Christ. To reach Tigers for Christ.
To get saved. But he's also working in Peter's life
and not
to quit being
prejudiced. Help them to grow in Christ.
Amazing, isn't it?
He had opposition. It says, after many days had gone by, the Jews conspired to kill him. And when he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were afraid of him.
His actions seemed to say
that. Not believing that he was really a disciple.
What about you? What's preventing you from sharing Christ?
He really had it bad, didn't he?
Is it fear?
The people he worked for, they knew that he...
Is it right down disobedience?
He left them.
Many of you...
And now, the people that he wants to be a part of and be part of the church... No, we can't trust you.
My wife is dragging me down here.
But some of the disciples believed him.
Some of them believed. She wants you to know Jesus. I want to tell you a story. It's Campus Crusade. I remember being in seminary and I heard this. And it
wasn't
a
disciple. Well, he was a disciple, but he wasn't one of the 12 apples.
This husband and wife, they were appointed by Campus Crusade to go and share on the campus.
He was a witness for Christ all the time. Barnabas had this unique ability to come alongside and disciple people. He came alongside of Paul and says, I believe in you.
And anyway, they caught the man and they put him in jail.
He discipled Paul.
After a few
months, this man who knew the scripture probably better than Barnabas because he had been a Pharisee, but he didn't know Jesus.
Or we got to go to the jail.
And so Barnabas took him under his wing and began to work in and through him.
Why would you do that? She did.
Oh, I tell you this. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace.
Oh,
it was strengthened and encouraged by the Holy Spirit.
It
grew in numbers, living in the fear of the Lord.
That's tough, isn't it?
God allows peace to come.
You see, sometimes
you realize what's happening in our country today.
Become very prejudiced
I'm finding Christians getting a little bit more bolder about the faith. It's just happening in the last.
You know, I remember, and I've shared this before,
so.
That my dad. Left
I find
home
people
when I was six.
Willing to talk about God like never
good
before.
Thing about
they
it,
see the upheaval that's going
in
on
sense,
in the world. We're
I never
we're on the brink of World War III. Do you know that?
That he was out of fellowship with God. That
there's upheaval in Africa. People are being killed for the
so
gospel. There's upheaval in the Middle East.
People
are not
long,
knowing
time.
That it's going to be a war or not.
But I mean, I remember
we hear
after
the Jews,
I got saved,
we hear Jerusalem's being surrounded.
That he would get saved.
We hear
the reason he acted the way he did
is
because he wasn't living
he's
for God.
Making war with, you know,
I was
there
talking to some good people about that, and that helped me.
So I've got all kinds
and as
of
I went through that whole process,
what an
I
opportunity to talk to people about Christ.
Years
this
later,
is the best the time. 30s.
By the way, I
and
prayed
yet,
for my younger brother to get saved,
now.
My older brother get saved,
there's
my stepfather
freedom.
Get saved.
I'm seeing Christians beginning to talk
father.
About their faith. Beginning to talk about
And I
about
remember
Jesus.
Going and visiting him every time I went down
yes,
to Texas. I would visit
Paul.
My father. Why? Because I need to honor my father. He was my dad.
He gave his life to Christ.
He gave me life.
By the way,
but I will tell
Second
you,
Corinthians,
it was hard because I've seen him drunk.
Chapter 11, verses
it was
22
hard.
And following.
I've
I'd like to read it to you because it really tells you about the conversion that the Apostle Paul had from being a Pharisee.
I wasn't angry about that.
Here's what it writes
him
about him.
Jesus.
He says, are there Hebrews? So am
Three
I.
3 months before he
are
died.
Are there Israelites? So am I.
Old.
Are they the seed of Abraham? So
I was
am I.
My sister,
are they ministers
he
of Christ?
There, he had been
I
sick
speak as
quite
a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant in stripes above measure, in prisons more than frequently, in deaths
so
often. For the Jews five times I have received 40 stripes.
And as he and I were talking, and I
three
said,
times I was beaten
Dad,
with rods. Once I was
Christ.
Stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked
all
at night and a day, and I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils of the wilderness, in perils of the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil and sleeplessness, often in hunger and thirst and fasting, often in the cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all people.
Peter was prejudiced.
That is what
God's initiative to the believer.
Giving
about noon the following day as they were on the journey
and
approaching the city, Peter
went
up to the roof.
He gave up his position and he said, I was not doing
the
right thing.
He became hungry and wanted something to eat. And while the meal was being prepared, he fell in a trance.
By the way,
the question comes down to,
Paul went through a trance
at one time. He saw heaven opened and something large sheet being let down to the earth for its corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals and as well as reptiles of the earth and birds of the air. And then a voice told him, get up, Peter, kill and eat.
Jesus more now than
surely not, Lord, Peter replied. I have never eaten anything impure or unclean. Peter had a problem with God.
And every one of you that loves Jesus.
When Jesus said, I'm going to go and I'm going to die on the cross, what does he say? Be it far from thee, Lord, we'll save you.
Jesus died for the sin and rose again. They don't have to work for salvation.
God gives
Peter,
it.
Peter, the great man that he was,
they get saved,
one of the greatest apostles ever.
They need to convert
completely
with his faith to Christ
from time to time.
Shall we
you
pray?
Know, and I think sometimes we as Christians
Father
think
God,
we have to be so perfect. And don't get me wrong, we want to live the Christian life, but I think we need to also realize that
take?
We go through struggles in our Christian life.
What does it take to awake
and Peter,
the
man of God that he was
of the world today?
Well, I want to hold on to Judaism. Well, we don't eat those kind of foods.
The ones that believe in Jesus Christ.
Oh, Father God, I pray that you will use us.
I don't want to eat the kind of food Jews do. I tell you that. It's, well, anyway, that's another story.
May we realize the power we have in
you. See, God prepares
the
messenger.
The Holy Spirit.
It was about noontime.
I pray for every person
here was being prepared.
Names the name of Jesus.
He falls in a
that
trance.
They will become bold
all these animals, clean and unclean.
And I pray for
and
the
now
Lord,
he's being told by God Almighty, eat!
And may they share the gospel
and what he's
Christ,
really
and may
saying,
see
listen,
people saved in this church.
The Gentiles need to be saved, Peter.
Lord, we
They're
care
lost.
About this church.
You have the message.
Here's your body. You're the head of it.
Your neighbors are lost.
May Jesus use us. For this I pray in Jesus' name.
Your Amen. Friends are lost.
Amen.
Talked to one of the persons today.
Thank you, Gary,
morning,
and we are
came up to
so
me,
grateful
says, you know,
that you are here
guy this week
helping us in our
we
church.
We got talking
Amen.
About certain things, and this guy's lost.
So much to be grateful for. Another thing I'm
Listen,
grateful for is
we
that,
need to recognize that
some
God
of you may not know
the believer.
Our bass player fill-in, Tom Stroud, is here today filling in for Baba as he's gone
Finally,
on vacation, so we're just really
said,
grateful
you've
that he's
go
here
go
as well.
So we went
so,
up to the health sciences. And
I kind of felt like for this last song we ought to be having a Holy Spirit hoedown at the Wonder Junction.
We walked into the hospital.
Surrounded by all this stuff, we just want to make good use of it, but I think we'll just stick with the regular program. So during this last song we're going to have the ushers come forward with the offering. And if you feel led by the Spirit to give,
please do. We were there for an hour and we talked about old times and finally I shared the gospel.
Seriously though, we do have so much to be grateful for, and this last song is called Gratitude. We just want you all to think as we're singing of just the great things that God has done in your life and just how he's bestowed his grace upon you. And just to really think about that as we worship.
Sometimes we're afraid to share something that's very important, people. And that's Jesus. That's Jesus. What does it take for us?
Oh, a lot, really.
The Divine Commission, and while Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Simon, three men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. And Peter went down and said to the man, I am the one you're looking for. Why have you come?
Nothing new.
Well, the purpose of the message was this
how
divine partiality that Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts a man, men from every
I
nation
could sing
to do what is right.
As
why
I
saved by grace.
Do.
We're all sinners.
Every song
saved by grace,
end.
And yet we become the children of God, and we become special.
And
sometimes in our speciality
do.
Or us being special, we become
snobbish. So I throw up my hands,
maybe
praise you again and again. Cause all that
maybe
I have is
lost.
A whole
it's not much, and nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing Alleluia, Alleluia. Just one move.
Start looking at ways to share.
With my arms stretched wide,
rise.
I will worship you.
So I
throw up my hands, praise you again and again. Cause all that I have is a hallelujah,
my son.
Nothing else fit for a king,
except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Just share Christ with you. Joy to sing to this Christian faith. But you know, my son,
come on,
my
soul, cannot stay silent, so lift up your voice. Use that breath, God,
the purpose of the
mountain.
And Peter begins to see right now, realize how true it is that God has not shown you.
Come on, my soul. We cannot stay silent, so lift up your voice. Use that breath God put inside of your lungs. Come on and praise the Lord.
Come on, my soul. Your God is listening. Lift up your voice. Maker and Savior has rescued us all. Come on and praise the Lord.
You again and again, cause all that I have is a
hallelujah. And as we go down the gospel of peace was given, telling the news of peace with Jesus Christ, verse 36.
And I know it's not
the universal lordship of Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. In other words, when you come to Jesus, he's not just your Savior, he is God of all. Great to know that when you stand before God, do you remember those nice little secrets that you have that are dirty?
Shall we pray?
You're forgiven.
Quit hanging on to them.
King Jesus.
God has buried them. Quit
our
living
Father
through
in heaven,
them.
We thank you.
We're forgiven. The humanity of Jesus.
For who you are.
He became man so that we could be saved.
Thank you for caring for
the deity
us.
Of Jesus Christ. He is God.
May we love the way you love.
Colossians says, He
May
was
we care
there
the way care.
When everything was created.
May we minister the way
the
you
crucifixion
minister.
Of Jesus.
Now
oh,
may the
people,
love of the Father.
He took and he went to that cross
and, the love
and he
Jesus,
laid his body there for
Spirit.
My sin.
Keep us until we meet again.
And your sin.
Amen.
You know what? You can't earn that. He did it.
Pick them up. Yeah, pick up the chairs today. Thank you.
He was raised up on the third day. What does that mean? That because of his resurrection, I'm resurrected. And then Jesus appeared to the life of the universal judgment of Jesus Christ. This is the judgment of God.
Thank you.
Isn't it great that we were not born? None of us were born.
Free every captive, break every chain, oh God. You have done great. We live in your peace,
and in life, I say to you,
we're lifted high, oh God. The message has done great.
By the end of the first century, it became predominantly Gentile.
It's just the outro. I know, I think
now today we as Christians need to reach out to the Jews and let them know that Jesus is the Christ. I have a cousin who's married to a Jewish person. She's a Christian. And she and I talk about that a little bit from time to time. They need to be saved just like us. They need to honor the Messiah just like us. And people, we have been called to reach the world for Christ. I want every head bowed and every eye closed for a moment. I just want to talk to you separately. You may be here and you don't know Christ.
You're here this morning because the Spirit brought you. At the same time, you're struggling. What you need to do is invite Jesus into your heart. Remember that Jesus died for your sin and rose again. He conquered death. He is human and he is God. He's human so that he was able to die for us. He is God because only God could not die. Come to know him. Come to believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. For that is the only thing that's going to save you. And by the way, you don't work for salvation. He gives it. What you have to do is come to him and say, here am I, Lord. Take my life. That's all you need to do. Recognize that Christ and only Christ gives salvation. And for those who are believers, I ask you to begin to pray that God will give you divine appointments. Ask God to use you to share, to witness about Christ, and even lead people to Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Gary. And thank you, God, for Jesus Christ. God is all-powerful. He's all-knowing and he's sovereign. Yet, in love, he reached down to us through his son, Jesus Christ. And if we just believe in him, he will save us from the mess we've made and all the messes we will make in the future. And then we spend eternity with him. That is the kind of loving, powerful God that we serve. This is who he is. We're going to sing a new song unto the Lord today. And this song proclaims just that. This is who God is. He's one who wants to rescue us and will rescue us if we'll receive him. If you know this song, sing it with us. If you don't, it's just got great words. So just meditate on those and praise God for who he is. We'll also take our offering at this time and would love for you all to stand up and worship God with us.
Those walls that we called sin and shame, they were like prisons that we couldn't escape. But he came and he died and he rose. Those walls are rubble now. Remember those giants we called death and grave. They were like mountains that stood in our way. But he came, and he died, and he rose. Those giants are dead now. This is our God, this is who he is. He loves us. This is our God, this is what he does. He saves us. For the cross, beat the grave. Let heaven and earth proclaim, this is our God, King Jesus.
Remember that fear that took our breath away. Faith so weak that we could barely pray. But he heard every word, every whisper. Now those altars in the wilderness tell the story of his faithfulness. Never once did he fail, and he never will. This is our God.
This is our God. This is who he is. He saves us. This is our God. This is what he does. He saves us. For the cross, beat the grave. Let heaven and earth proclaim, this is our God, King Jesus. Who pulled me out of that pit?
He did, He did. Who paid for all of our sin? Nobody but Jesus. Who pulled me out of that pit? He did, He did. Who paid for all of our sins? Nobody but Jesus. Who rescued me from that grave? Yahweh, Yahweh. Who gets the glory and praise? Nobody but Jesus. Who rescued me from that grave? Yahweh, Yahweh. Who gets the glory and praise? Nobody but Him. This is our God. This is who He is. He loves us. This is our God. This is what He does. He saves us. On the cross, in the grave, let heaven and earth proclaim, this is our God, King Jesus. On the cross, in the grave, let heaven and earth proclaim, this is our God, King Jesus.
Shall we pray? Father, You have commissioned us to share the message of Christ. May we do it in the power of His Spirit as we leave. Amen. You're dismissed.
Keep the chairs where they are.